Page 167. E. Peer mediation, a life-changing experience. Most people who experience a conflict struggle to find a way out. Kelsey and Anais got help through peer mediation. Read about this amazing method of healing through talk. Anais, 18, peer mediator.
In my freshman year in high school, I was a follower. I was very concerned that I was with the in crowd. In my sophomore year, I had a conflict with a couple of girls that I thought were my friends. Over time, there was just a lot of bullying going on, and I felt really left out and alone. I had made some poor decisions, and I had really no support from my friends. I was really upset and lonely. I had been depressed and I didn't want to go to school. These girls who had been my friends for a long time totally dropped out of the picture and didn't want to have anything to do with me. Then the father of a friend of mine suggested that we see Mike, the school psychologist, who was an expert on mediation. We were kind of hesitant at first because we didn't want to talk about our problems. I didn't want to share with the girls how I felt, and I did not want to associate with the girls as I was really hurt. In the mediation, we talked about how we were feeling and everybody had a chance to share. It was a while before we came to a resolution to our problem, and for a while we went separate ways. From talking about each other, we now talk about things that bother us, and that is so much better. After the conflict and having been through mediation, I decided that I wanted to become a mediator myself. If someone had told me earlier on that I was to become a member of the Peer Mediation Club, I would have thought it to be a joke. Kelsey, whom I had been in the conflict with, has also become a mediator. It so happened that Kelsey and I mediated in a conflict with two freshman girls. And that in itself is something, as both Kelsey and I then understood how far we'd come since the conflict.
Mock mediation. A mock mediation is a role play about a conflict between two students. By mediating the conflict, new mediators learn the mediation process step by step. Kelsey, 17, peer mediator.
I got involved in peer mediation in my junior year. We were a group of friends who had some disagreements and we couldn't solve them. I was friends with all of them, but two and two were fighting and I was caught in the middle. We needed help, so our peer mediation club advisor called us in to help us. And so we had a mediation session with him. When we first started, I was a bit skeptical. I didn't think it would work, and I thought our problems were too complex to solve. After talking for about 45 minutes, we all really got our feelings out, and everyone felt a lot better. And we were able to leave the room, not as close friends again, but we could at least say hi to each other in the hallway. After this, I thought, wow, I would really like to mediate between people because I have always been a person who could not communicate with others about my problems. I've always found it hard to confront people about things that were bothering me, and talking to adults was something I did with great difficulty. Through the mediation process, I have learned how to articulate my feelings, and that gives me confidence. I find it so much easier to talk to people and to be polite without offending anyone. Finally, I understand how miscommunication happens, and I know how to avoid that. My first case as a mediator was between two sophomore girls. The outcome of the mediation was that the girls came to an agreement. I believe these girls would never have opened up to an adult. This really proved to me that this process really works. There were no specific sets of questions that we need to ask, but we let each person speak and say what happened and how they feel about it. Defining the problem is a very important aspect in the mediation because each disputant has the chance to share their story. It's important to use I feel messages as it helps you to calm down from your anger. You're not saying, she copied me on this. You say, I felt really upset when I noticed her do this to me. The main thing is that you want to be heard and that each person gets a chance to talk. At first, the students don't want to talk. They just want to move on with their day. They will hate each other afterwards. So we have to get it out of them and ask them what they mean and how they think about things and go more into depth. To find a solution, we ask the disputants what they can do to solve the problem. Sometimes kids can be a little bit more temperamental and they don't want to share it. There will be a time when you will be very angry with someone and you get very hurt by it. Once we help the disputants find a solution they can accept, we ask them to tell their friends that the conflict has been solved. We don't want them to tell their friends what happened. If not, it will just spread all over school and rumors will start. We then congratulate the disputants because it is not easy to share. It's a boost to know that they did something very helpful and are able to move on.
5 ground rules. 1. The two parties want to solve the problem by mediation. 2. There is to be no name calling. 3. Do not interrupt the mediator. 4. The parties speak directly to the mediator and not to the other disputant. 5. What is said in the room is strictly confidential. Jonathan, 17, peer mediator.
Our peer mediation club visits schools and talks to young kids about bullying. Because of the social media and cell phones, there are more opportunities to bully each other. Everyone has been bullied at one time, and it makes you feel terrible inside. Words can hurt as bad as a physical wound. It will heal, but if someone says something mean to you and everything shatters inside you, you will remember this comment forever. Emotional wounds from bullying are much worse than a physical wound. What you do has an effect on the people around you. Smile at someone and they smile back. A good comment may just spur something good in that person, whereas a bad comment could send him or her over the edge. You just don't know. Commenting on someone doesn't make you better or prettier. It makes you feel terrible. You have no right at all to judge anybody. Everybody deals with their own monsters. I wish people would stop this verbal violence. Our mistakes should not define us, but how we deal with them. The way I see it, peer mediation is not just a club, it's a life-changing experience.